opposition will move the same amendments that we moved last year to the bill to remove the parts of the bill that we find unacceptable. One of those is that country students shouldn't be expected to work 30 hours a week over 2 years in order to achieve a gap year. We don't believe that rural students will be able to find the kind of work that would give them 30 hours a week in a part-time job. We think it should be put back to what it was before, which was 15 hours. And if that change is accepted by the government, then we will look at passing the bill. The second thing that we will move an amendment to is the retrospectivity of the bill. We think the start date should be the 1st of January 2011, because people in their gap year shouldn't have the goalposts moved on them in the middle of that year. Now, if the government is prepared to accept both of those amendments, the bill can sail through the Senate and the House of Representatives. That's really a matter for Julia Gillard and the government to determine.
All of Australia's 39 vice-chancellors have signed a letter calling on the opposition to pass the changes as they stand. The student union supports the changes as they stand. Are you just opposing it for the sake of opposing?
No, Cathy. The easiest thing for the opposition to do would be to roll over and not insist on its amendments. The tougher thing to do, but the principled thing to do, is to insist that the amendments we moved last year are the right thing to do and the government should accept them. I don't want to see a situation where, because the government is holding a gun to the head of rural people by denying them the scholarships that they should have had if the government had split the bill in the first place, as the opposition recommended as early as May last year, that those rural people would now force the bill to be passed just to get the scholarships and then to be turning around and saying, hang on, we're not going to be able to get the independent rate of youth allowance because there's no way we're going to find 30 hours a week of part-time work to get a independent rate of youth allowance in the future. So Julia Gillard is saying, if you don't pass this bill, there'll be no scholarships. We're saying the scholarships are completely separate to youth allowance. Split them off. We'll pass the scholarships and we will then debate the youth allowance amendments. Julia Gillard thinks that she can blackmail the opposition into supporting a bad change. She can't do that and we will not be backing down.
Are you having any form of negotiation then, or is it just this is what we want, it's that or nothing?
Well, we have offered to speak to the minister on numerous occasions and she absolutely refuses to negotiate with the opposition. I have said to her many times, Julia, pick up the phone, my door is open, anytime you want to talk about this, let's do so. She is a bully. She's intransigent. She refuses to negotiate with the opposition. And faced in those circumstances, we will have no choice but to move our amendments. And if the amendments are not adopted, to vote down the bill.
And she is listening on the other line, so we'll get her response to that in just a moment. But Christopher Fine, the government has promised to review the legislation if rural families are disadvantaged by the changes. Wouldn't it be worth just ensuring that happens for the sake of getting something for students now, and this will be reviewed down the track?
No, you should never act out of desperation. And what Julia Gillard is trying to do is hold a gun to the head of the opposition and rural families and say, you will pass this legislation and then maybe at some time down the track we'll review it. I don't want to see rural families being mendicant. I don't want them to have to turn up to some new fund that the minister says she'll establish and put, you know, $10 or $20 million into and beg for money. Rural students should be able to have a pathway to higher education based on their skills and abilities and genuine access to university. And that means being able to access the independent rate of youth allowance with 15 hours work a week as part of their gap year, not the 30 hours that the minister inexplicably believes rural students will be able to find in country towns. The Isolated Children's Parents Association, the Country Education Foundation of Australia, have both written to the opposition asking us to hold firm with our position because they actually understand what happens in rural Australia. And whatever the Vice-Chancellors say, good luck to them, but I would rather listen to the Isolated Children's Parents Association, represents 3,300 isolated families, and the Country Education Foundation of Australia, which represents country people, in their demands that we support their rural students, rather than vice-chancellors from Sydney and Melbourne University who seem to simply want to dance to the tune of the Labor government.
So what do you say then to the students who are sounding like they're not going to get an answer, they're not going to get their scholarship funds in anywhere in the near future? What do you say to them?
I would say to them, ring Julia Gillard and ask her to split the bill into a scholarships bill and a youth allowance bill. And the opposition will pass the scholarships bill, as we offered to do in May last year and almost every month last year. Once the scholarships bill is passed, those students will be able to access their scholarships. But the opposition is not going to be blackmailed into supporting a bad change that involves retrospectivity and is discriminatory to country people on the basis of this gun being held to our head.